Good afternoon. It's 3 p.m. Currently extremely nice on the outside. Fair, 66 degrees, northwest winds at 10 miles per hour here on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. If you're out there, you already know how great it is. The rest of us want to join you as soon as possible. Clear overnight with a low of 47, west winds at 5 miles per hour. Coming up at 4 o'clock, All Things Considered from NPR News. We're going to start this hour by going straight into the interview studio with Judith Merriweather.
Joining me by telephone is Rohir Van Helman, who is with Doctors Without Borders. That's how we commonly call it. But you'll throughout the interview, Rohir, you'll be saying MSF, which of course stands for Médecins Sans Frontières, which many people around this area would understand as well. So welcome. Thanks for taking the time to talk with us. You'll be talking not only about the organization, but a recruiting event that's taking place this evening in Lafayette at the Lafayette Public Library in downtown Lafayette. So we're very glad to have you all here. I think it's the first time that Médecins Sans Frontières is coming to Lafayette.
Yes, and thank you for having me, and I'm happy to be here.
Yeah. Oh, good. I'd like you to start off, first of all, talking about the organization itself. I think most of us know Doctors Without Borders. You know, we hear about it in the news, lots of things on social media, but we may not know what, you know, the full scope of your goals and what you do around the world. So if you could just give us a sense of what you all were created for and what you do in the world.
Yeah, sure. Thank you. So, yeah, Doctors Without Borders, it's an international medical humanitarian organization. MSF, or Doctors Without Borders, provides aid to people in about 70 countries, mostly affected by war, by natural disasters, by epidemics. And we try to do that in a very independent way and a neutral, impartial way. So quite a big organization and very international. So we work in 70 countries, et cetera.
So what are your goals when you go out to recruit like this? What kinds of people are you looking for? What kinds of professions are you hoping to attract?
Yeah, it's a wide range of people. Often people, when I tell people I work for Doctors Without Borders, they ask me, are you a doctor? Actually, I'm not. So only, I would say, from the U.S. office, more than 50% of the people we send out are non-medical. But I would say movement-wide, 55% of the people are medical, so doctors, nurses, midwives, surgeons, anesthesiologists, nurse anesthetists, etc. Also mental health professionals, lab technicians, epidemiologists. And then on the non-medical side, so that's also a big group of people, it's what we call administrators, finance, human resources people, or logisticians. And logisticians is kind of a catch-all term for more technical people who do supply, who do mechanics, water and sanitation. There's a lot of things that need to be put in place in the projects and in the countries where we work before the medical teams can actually start doing their work. So that's why we also have a lot of need for non-medical staff.
Mm-hmm. So how does the organization work? If someone listening is interested in the organization, they admire what you all do, would perhaps be interested in participating. Are these, and some people may think these are all volunteer positions, or are they paid? How does that work?
Yeah. We call ourselves volunteers, but mm-hmm. actually you do get a small salary. So there is a small salary. MSF, or Doctors Without Borders, really takes good care of you. So MSF takes care of the flights, the visa, the work permits, the housing, the accommodation. Basically, you don't need to bring equipment. You don't bring your own medicine or anything like that. All of that is provided for by MSF. I actually think one of the strong things of MSF is really the good logistics behind all these operations.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And thus the need for all those support people in addition to the medical personnel. So you really don't have to, I think that's what might concern some people is how much do I have to know about organizing, getting visas, but you all take care of all of that and they really just bring their expertise, their knowledge and their dedication.
Yes, that's right.
To it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And And many people have a good experience. I mean, I myself started a long time ago, and I kept doing it, and there's many people who go on more than one, two, three, four assignments.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what was it that drew you to the organization?
Yeah, so I'm originally from Holland, and, and MSF, or Doctors Without Borders, is quite well known. I studied international relations there, and actually always with the aim of working abroad in a developing country context. And for me, Doctors Without Borders was really the one that jumped out. Also because of their advocacy, their vocal role, their speaking out about, you know, about the things that, that doctors and nurses witness in the field. So that, that always appealed to me too.
It's no longer theoretical for them, is it? They actually see what's going on.
Yeah, and ultimately, once I did my first assignment, what really appealed to me was also the directness. So you do see the impact that you have on the ground, the efficiency of the organization. So that those were really appealing things.
I'd like to remind people who may just be tuning in, my guest is Rogier van Helmond. He is with Doctors Without Borders, or Médecins Sans Frontières, MSF. They're here in Lafayette today. There's an evening event that starts at 7 o'clock at the Lafayette Public Library in downtown Lafayette. It's a recruiting event, information opportunity, where if you've ever been interested in Doctors Without Borders, think you might like to participate, you can attend the event this evening. So you keep mentioning assignments. How long are the assignments? How long do you go for? 6 months, a year?
It varies. So I would say if people go on a first assignment, usually it's 9 to 12 months. So it can be quite long. The exception is for people who work in an operating room. So the surgeons, the anesthesiologists, the OR nurse, the OBGYN, they tend to go for, I would say, about 2 months. Why is there a difference? It's because the people working in the OR, they tend to be on call 24/7, so they really cannot go for much longer. But everybody else, assignments are 9 to 12 months.
And you can sign up for more assignments if you like.
So when you join Doctors Without Borders, you don't really join for a specific country. So we recruit people for our pools, and a pool is basically a group of people that is available to go out, and then we try to match people with a field job or a field assignment where their skills are most needed. So, and that's interesting. You come to many different countries in the world. Our majority of the work is still in Africa, sub-Saharan Africa, but we work in Asia, Middle East, South America. So we're literally all over the world.
So lots of languages are being spoken, of course, in those countries. But you do have a great need for people who speak French. And that's one of the reasons you're coming to South Louisiana to recruit.
Yes, that's true. Yeah. So we do have a high need for French speakers. Our language in our projects is either English or French. So wherever you are. But especially in Haiti, but also in many African countries, one of the official languages is French, and we always are short of French speakers. I'm talking about Congo, Ivory Coast, Central African Republic, Chad, Niger, etc. We have a high need for French speakers, always have, and that's why I'm so happy to be here in Lafayette. Yeah.
Well, we obviously have a large population, people who perhaps are older and grew up speaking French, but there's a large population of young people who've gone through the French immersion programs here and who are quite fluent in French and might be rather interested in attending this meeting to hear about the possibilities for using their French around the world.
Yeah, that would be great. Yeah, and it's mostly conversational French, so it's not about writing a perfect report in French. It's really talking to the community, to the patients, to your, you know, the staff you'll be working with. It's that level of French.
Okay. Well, the event is this evening. Again, a recruiting information event at the Lafayette Public Library in downtown Lafayette. It will start at 7. What can people expect to happen if they attend?
Yeah, so we'll do. It's a nice event. It'll take about an hour and a half. I'll be there to do a general presentation about Doctors Without Borders. We have a returned volunteer, a surgeon from the area, who will present his experience working in South Sudan. That is always an exciting, so that really brings it home. And then we'll talk a little bit more about what are we looking for, how does it work, hoping to have plenty of time for any question that people may have. And I hope we can answer all the questions this evening.
All right. I do notice on some of your press material that you hope people will register. Is that necessary or can people just show up?
We like it if people register just so we have a rough idea how many people come. But if you're not registered, that's no problem. You can still come, absolutely.
Okay. Should somebody wish to register, how do they find that link? How do they get there?
It's on our website, doctorswithoutborders.org, and then you go to events. And then under events, you will find the Lafayette event where you can register.
Okay, so you can register ahead of time. If you're uncertain, you can, of course, just show up. And that, again, will start at 7 o'clock. I had mentioned to you, Rohir, that we have an organization in Lafayette, the Alliance Française de Lafayette, and they are actually showing a film at 6. So quite a number of their members will be there already at the library. And I think they're hoping that they'll stay to attend your event as well. Now, you're hoping that French speakers will show up, but you don't have to speak French in order to attend this session or to work with Doctors Without Borders.
No, absolutely not. No, mm-hmm. I mean, it's not a requirement at all to speak French. There's many English-speaking countries. My French is actually not that good, and I've worked in many different countries all over the world. So, no, it's a big plus if you do speak French, but it's not necessary.
And, of course, you're hoping that medical personnel of all kinds will attend. But if we can just go over that list again of other people and other
Sure.
professions and skills you might need.
Yeah, so I would say what we call administrators. Mm-hmm. More the finance experts, people who knew how to do bookkeeping, accounting, payroll, HR specialists, so human resources specialists, people who know how to, how to recruit and develop staff. Then we have the logistics people. This can be people, water and sanitation people, vehicle mechanics, electricians, I'm blanking out now.
Construction workers.
Supply, yes, mm-hmm. and construction, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And then we have also, more what we call paramedical, lab technicians, epidemiologists, pharmacists. So there's a wide range of people that are not medical that also work for MSF.
All right. So it almost sounds like any skills could somehow be useful in what you all are doing around the world. Lots of support personnel. So that's tonight, 7 o'clock. Again, Doctors Without Borders, Médecins Sans Frontières. It's the first time they've come to Lafayette for recruiting and giving an information session like this. So we're very glad you're here. A fascinating event to attend. Even if you'd just like more information on the organization. But no matter what your skill set, whether it's medical or non-medical, speak French or don't speak French, you're welcome to attend and learn more about the organization and perhaps how you can participate. Again, you mentioned that the initial assignments are generally about 9 months to 12 months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. And you talk about yourselves as volunteers, but really all of one's physical and living needs are taken care of, and there's generally a stipend with it.
Yeah, there's a small stipend, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. and you're fully insured. Why we call people volunteers is, you really make a voluntary choice to join MSF and to try to help out where it's most needed.
Right. Should someone not be able to attend the event this evening at 7 o'clock, what's the best place to go for further information if they've been interested in it for a while? Is your website the best place?
The website has a lot of information, mm-hmm. especially also about recruitment, about the different profiles, about the requirements, a lot of videos. We do, yeah, so that would be the real, the best starting point. DoctorsWithoutBorders.org, yeah.
All right, so that's a great source of information, or again, if you just can't attend the event tonight. My guest by telephone is Rogier van Helmond, who has been with Doctors Without Borders since 1995, so a long time, obviously very committed to the organization, and is hoping to share that with all of us this evening at the recruiting event at the main library in downtown Lafayette. Again, starts at 7 o'clock. All are invited. You can find, they would like you to register, and you can find that link on the Doctors Without Borders website, but if you can also just show up as well. Anything else you'd like to mention to people that might pique their interest, inspire them to attend the event?
I'm just happy to be here, and I really hope people will come. And like you say, even if it's just to learn more about Doctors Without Borders, everybody's more than welcome.
All right. Again, Rogier van Helmond talking about Doctors Without Borders. They have an event tonight in Lafayette at the Lafayette Public Library, downtown Lafayette. Merci beaucoup, Rogier.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Judith.
Minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. This is Public Radio for Acadiana KRVS. Judith Merriweather will join us in just a few minutes. Next up, Claudio Abbado conducts the London Symphony Orchestra and a performance of The Hebrides, Fingal's Cave, Opus 26. Claudia Abbado conducted the London Symphony with Fingal's Cave, the Hebrides, Opus 26 by Felix Mendelssohn. It's 29 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Next up, Claudia Abbado conducts the London Symphony featuring flute solo by Peter Lloyd. This is music by Claude Debussy.
Thank you. Thank you.